Good.
Yeah, absolutely unbelievable. What a fantastic feeling that is to, you know, from the start of the day, we were probably a little bit behind the eight ball, but to flip it on its head and win inside two sessions is remarkable and brilliant feeling.
What was different today to the first day?
I think we had a bit of luck, which, you know, that always counts for quite a lot in cricket. But, you know, we were on top of them and we were determined to win. You know, all we've done is draw so far, so determined to win, and a brilliant group effort, those two run outs and, you know, diving stops in the field, you know, backed up by, you know, some pretty good bowling as well. And, you know, very satisfying.
Yeah. I mean, that first day, I suppose you didn't bowl that badly. Chances went down and it kind of went away from you, didn't it? But I think you were, they said, I hadn't got to mention this, but you were 0 for 82 on the first. I think you've taken 9 for about 20 odd since then.
Yeah, it was a bit weird really, because I didn't feel like I'd bowled all that badly. I bowled a really poor over after tea on day one. But apart from that, I didn't feel like I bowled all that badly. And, you know, as you say, a couple of chances went down, beat the bat quite a lot, a couple of tight LBW decisions not given. And then, you know, cricket, you wake up on day two and everything goes for you. And, you know, it's just snowballed from there, really. And the batters yesterday, to get us up to 250, 260, when that pitch was deteriorating, I think, especially Coxie and Pepsi's partnership after tea, that, you know, that shouldn't go unnoticed, because that really did keep us in the game.
You know, you talk about batting partnerships, but bowling partnerships, you and Matt Henry have got it going well.
Yeah, it's really good. You know, it's nice to have someone with international class and experience at the other end. And we just kept speaking to each other the whole way through, you know, that period of play today, making sure that...
Something incoming, isn't it?
Yeah. Making sure that we didn't, you know, get too ahead of ourselves or over-attack or anything like that. So, yeah, really satisfying.
And as I say, what does that do? You know, your first championship win of the season. You played some decent championship cricket, been rained off a lot, so that'll help the camp.
Yeah, we've played some really good cricket, actually. I don't think our points tally at the moment really reflects how well we've played. I think, you know, the batting group have been absolutely outstanding, and maybe it's taken us a couple of games as a bowling group to really click, but feel like that's coming together now as well, and coupled with the runs that the guys are getting and the form that they're in, I think it's really good signs going forward.
Going back to the pitch, I mean, what did you think? I mean, we've been talking about it a lot, and we thought maybe Leicestershire attacked a bit more on it today, played a few more shots.
Yeah, I think if they look back and reflect on, you know, that passage of play, they might think that they could have come out and counter-attacked a bit more against us. But sometimes it's very easy to say that and not quite so easy to do it. We don't know what they were thinking in their dressing room. The fact that they didn't made that we had a control on the run rate, we could keep catches in and stuff like that, and that obviously helped.